Hello, AudioBoo. Apologies for the bit of voiceover at the beginning of that. I keep meaning every time I start a boo to do this. But I frequently forget, so apologies for that. It doesn't make for a very neat recording, does it? Anyway, I wanted to do a bit of an unboxing. I have received in the post my latest set of earphones. Many of you will know that I get through earphones at the rate that many people get through. I'm trying to think of something that they would get through. I don't want to say hot dinners. That's a bit sort of normal, isn't it, really? But I don't know. The rate that they get through something that they get through very quickly. Anyway, I get through earphones very quickly. The last set lasted about a month. And they will be going back to Logitech. Dearest Logitech, your Logitech Ultimate Ears earphones for iPhone do not last. I have got through two pairs in the space of 3 months. It's really not good. Right, however, I have some new earphones. These are TJ's 4 earphones. And they were a similar price to the Sennheiser and Logitech ones I've been using, so they are under £50. I know that sounds... I have to say, if somebody had told me a few years ago that I'd be spending £50 a shot on earphones, I would never have believed them. I particularly would never have believed them, that they then, after I've spent that amount of money, then don't last any longer than a month. But there we go. That seems to be life these days, doesn't it? I'm really not in a position, though, where I can be spending £50 a month on earphones. Anyway, I wanted to do an unboxing of these because they're packaged up rather nicely. They come in a... it's a sort of squashed cylindrical packet, but it's quite hard. It's been designed quite well, I think. It's at the top, at the back, is a tab that if you pull on it, it turns into one of those things that you can hang in a shop, but then it pushes away out of the way. So feeling this, it's a squashed cylinder. It's about 4 inches wide by about 6 inches high, and the depth is probably about 2 inches, 1.5, 2 inches, something like that. It's fairly smooth. I run my finger around it, but on one side it appears to have something approximating a hinge or a handle or something like that, and I presume, I don't know, but I presume that that's maybe how I open it. Around the back, where the tab came out, there is an indent, which maybe suggests, as an alternative, that if I pulled somewhere around here, that it would come out. So I'm probably going to be eating my words on this being well designed, because I'm probably going to find that I can't get into it. I think I probably need to peel away a bit of this label, so I'm going to have a go at doing that. Hello, Vance. Are you okay? Is there something you want, Andy? What is it you want? Are you looking at this? Do you want some water? Oh, I see. Can I do it in just a minute? Would that be okay? I don't think you'll die of dehydration in the meantime. It's not that warm today. But not in here, it's not anyway. Okay, so I'm picking at this label. I must use my teeth. Is that bad? Now I'm just eating label. Okay, I'm failing at the first hurdle here. How can I do this? This is where I regret biting my nails, but it's a bit late for regret, isn't it? It's not going to get me into this device, into this container thing. Come on. Ugh. Getting sticky stuff all over my fingers now. Well, this is a very nice packet that I can look at. And smell. Actually, it smells, maybe it's just the label, but it smells like magazine. It's all glossy magazine smell. I think that's quite good. I like glossy magazine smell. I don't personally get glossy magazines, but the smell is good. Now that's just a distraction whilst I continue trying to peel this thing back. Fancy, you can lick your lips all you like. I'm not coming immediately. I will be there in a minute. Sorry about that. I was interrupted by a phone call. I must say, as an aside, I am rather pleased that Audioboo now pauses when you get a phone call rather than just muting. Because for a time I ended up with hugely long boos with nothing but silence in them. Which was a little bit frustrating. Right, anyway, I might find myself a knife. Let's just see if I can put my phone somewhere so that you can still hear me. Undoing boxes with knives is probably not recommended, is it? But I can't get in. I want to get into it. Right, here we go then. And I can give Vance some water at the same time. Hello, Mr. Vance. Vista Vance? Who's Vista Vance? I can't speak, Vance. Is it this that you're after? Yeah? Some nice, yummy Thames water. Yeah. Here we go. Hang on. Let me get my hand out of the way. Go on then. Good boy. He's usually better than that. He doesn't usually try and grab it out of my hand. But maybe he's very thirsty. Right, rather than a knife, let's start with some scissors. So these are kitchen scissors anyway. I don't know if I should be using kitchen scissors, but never mind. It's only me eating here. It's only me I'm going to poison. Well, hopefully not. Alright, if I... It's probably a really easy way of doing this. There's probably a tab somewhere to pull, because it feels like that kind of packaging. You know, they've obviously thought, we're making these for the iPhone, so we've got to make them sort of fit in with the general ethos around iProducts of it just works. Admittedly, I don't think I've actually heard anybody say it just works for a while. A bit of a hostage to fortune, that, isn't it? Right. I can see me sort of totally wrecking this packaging in order to get into it, only to find that there was a really easy way of doing it. Alright, I'm now peeling back some of that label, but it's coming away in pieces, which is not helping me. There is some writing at the side of the label, but I can't read it. Oh, dear. Let's try seeing if I can do it. Maybe it's through the top. Maybe the label doesn't matter. But you'd expect there to be some kind of seal on it, wouldn't you, to stop people from opening it up and taking everything out and running out of the shop that it's been hanging in without parting with their hard-earned cash. Talking of hard-earned cash, I haven't really read today. Maybe this is a thing for VIP advisor at some point. They are replacing the pound coin. It's going to be replaced with a 12-sided coin, which would be interesting. Apparently it's close to a threepenny bit, possibly. I'm not sure. I hope it's still going to be of a similar sort of thickness so that you can at least find it by weight. A bit of a pain to have to count the sides. How many sides does a 20p have? Is it 5? Not 20. Yeah, 20p. Yeah, 20p has 5, just on it. Maybe. Anyway. I'm still almost close to getting into this thing. This is becoming slightly irritating. Just slightly. It reminds me of when it took how long to get to put my new vacuum cleaner together. I booed that one. If you want to look it up, it is a Dyson. It has lasted so far, despite feeling a bit plasticky. I'm slightly a bit surely destroying this label, but I think it probably needs to be done. It's ridiculous. There has to be a way of getting into this product without resorting to electric food slicer or something. Maybe. That's probably not a good idea, is it? I think what I'm going to change to do, actually, just for the sake of the boo, I am going to take a photograph of the back of this thing as well, and then maybe if I do resort to destroying it to get in, somebody can actually tell me how I should have done it. And then I shall put the photographs together using the very clever collage app that I came across for my queue, walking to queue boo. Back in a sec. Speech off. Again. Right, I'm back. I have put on the photographs, but I am no nearer to getting into the packet. In fact, where on earth have I put the scissors? I haven't moved from this position, so they've got to be here somewhere. Oh no. So me. Put something down where it can't possibly be anywhere else. This is ridiculous. How can I have lost a pair of scissors? Oh, there they are. Yes, I am sitting on them. Right, okay. Let's have a proper effort now at getting into this thing, shall we? Right, as if I wasn't having a proper effort before. Right, let's try and insert a pair of scissors in somewhere. There isn't an obvious place to insert them. Cutting away a little bit of the label here just to see if there's a obvious catch or something. Oh, that's peeling away that side. But see, now there is a slight groove. It's groovy. Sorry. If I peel this back, I have no idea if this is the correct way of doing this or not. It may be lovely, neat packaging, but it's not much good if you can't work out how to get into it, is it? Maybe it's obvious on the label if you can see it, but I can't. So, I wonder if I were just to pull this thing. Scissors down so I don't accidentally cut myself. So if that's joined on there, but that's possibly not joined on there. Not parting easily. Very frustrating now. You know, I was going to call this an unboxing, but I may not actually ever get into it. Or maybe I'll just have to attack it with a knife. Viciously, in the hope that it comes apart. Lovely packaging. Have I mentioned this before? Lovely packaging, but I may be about to destroy you somehow. I don't know if I can destroy it. I think it might actually be indestructible. Indestructible? What kind of language is that? Indestructible. Idiot. It's ridiculous. Now there's a round label on here. Yeah, I'm not sure what it says. if I just pull this. No. Can it be so difficult to open a packet? I don't understand. It's ridiculous. Very cross. I'm pushing it. Right. Okay. I give it a good push. And it's, okay. I hurt my fingers actually, but okay. It's now, I think I can pull this through. So, okay, so it's like a, there's a sort of surround thing. And then I'm pulling it out and the insert seems to have, it's like a tray. So yes, it is quite Apple-esque, the way they've done this. Not quite as intuitive, but... Right, so we have a booklet here. Why do I need a booklet on earphones? Alright, and then underneath we have... Ooh! These are interestingly shaped. Okay. Smells, well, we've now moved on from magazine smell to fancy plastic smell. I now need to work out how I actually get the earphones out. I found the earbud ends. Right. Oh, they seem to be inserted somehow. Let's see if I pull this. That doesn't pull. That doesn't pull. Careful not to use the tips, which are at the top. I have to say, it's presented beautifully. It's really nice. Really well done. It's just not as user-friendly as one might hope it be. See, with Apple things, generally, you have a little tab that you can pull on and things come out quite nicely. Well, it just doesn't appear to have such a tab. I've just found a bit of the kind of wire that's used to curl up cables. Well, hang on now, what's this? Is that somewhere that a finger could go? Maybe. Or maybe not. Ugh. you know, there's like a, there is like a finger hold, but I can't now work out actually how you pull the thing out. I'm going to break the wires, obviously. That would be a bad start to proceedings. What on earth do I do with this finger thing? I push it. Let's see if I put a bit of force on it, because that worked previously with the outside edge. But nothing's coming away. What's this bit? No, that's just a dip in the thing. Aha! Hang on. Is that working? I've gone back to the trusty solution of using one's teeth. That's what teeth are made for, I think. Opening packet. Oh, come on. You know you want to. Maybe if I push here, would the other end flip up? Let's try that. Or if I push down there. Why is it so difficult to get into a packet? It's not flipping up the way I was expecting it to. Or is it? Oh dear. Oh, come on. Out you come. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Right, okay. Oh, so it's a sort of... It's like a plastic pocket. It's at the bottom. And what's that in the bottom of it? Is that a... Yeah, that's a tie clip. Right, okay. I think I can now insert this. I don't think I'm ever going to be putting them back in here unless I'm... Well, no, sorry. Until I am sending them back. I'm sorry, manufacturer of these products, if you're listening, but I don't have much success with earphones. Right, okay, they are... The wires are rolled up. So let's... I'm just going to take the little wire thing off. Okay, wire thing, off you come. Pop that there in order to be neat and tidy and everything. Right, and now let's unroll it. I'm never going to be able to roll this back up this neatly, but even the sailor in me couldn't do that. Very intricately done. They must spend a fortune on either people or machines to pack these things. Still going. Come on. How? This is just bizarre and intricate and sort of rolled up, but in a way where it, no cable goes in a straight line for more than a couple of turns before it takes a different trajectory. Right, okay, I have here the cable, the point where it divides, okay, the microphone remote control bit, that's good. Okay, the actual earphones here. A little plasticky, I think. But quite interestingly shaped, the surround for the sort of mount for the in-ear bit. I'm just going to put them in my ears and see what they're like. Oh, actually, that's not bad. If that's the right way round, then that fits in quite nicely. The only thing that makes me think that it might not be the right way round is that the microphone and remote is on the wrong, well, not wrong, but, you know, different side to normal. Let's just try putting these in that way. I don't know if that's... Maybe it goes in that way instead. It's slightly... It's very odd. Maybe it's a... He's meant to have some way of stopping them from falling out, so maybe that's it. Then that would be on the correct side. And then... Okay. So the... The wire is quite... The normal wire is quite short, but I think... There's another wire in here somewhere. Like an extension one. Might have been, but... Maybe there isn't. I thought there was an extension cable. Oh, yes, there is. There we go. So there's an extension cable. Which makes it... So I can either have it really short or really long, basically. right, okay. Let's see about plugging this into the phone. Whether it will let me do this whilst I'm booing, I don't know. Let's find out. Okay. A little bit of crackle on there. Let's see if you're still recording. I'm just flicking backwards and forwards. See if you can actually hear this. I'll check that later. So if you can hear pause recording, then these aren't very good. If you can't, then they're okay. Only time will tell whether I can get these in my... In fact, why don't I go and find a jacket and try, rather than just talking about it, whether they will fit in neatly. Let's just put the instructions back there. I mean, full marks for packaging. I really like the packaging, apart from the fact that it took me a long time. A ridiculous amount of time to get into it. But if I slot that back on there... Is that the right end, or is it the other end? Maybe it's the other end. On you go. Now I can't get it back on. Okay, let me think. I pushed it up, so it's got to go back in this way. Somehow. Little sticky outy bit here. They must have a groove to go down. But where that groove is, I don't know. Let's see if that goes there. Right, okay, let's see. There you go. I'll push the booklet down a bit. In, oh no, and I've caught, oh, idiot, Robert, caught part of the earphones, the extension cable in there. Right, okay, that's gone back together. I have to say, that is the neatest box, earphone box I've ever come across. Where have I put the extension cable? Oh, there it is, okay. These are symmetrical ones. I prefer asymmetric normally because I can then hook it around the back of my head. But it's all right. I'm sure they won't last long enough before I move on to something else. It's optimism for you. I have to say, actually, I haven't checked, have I, that my voice is actually coming out. I know that it's still recording, but hang on, I'll be back. Well, that seems to be working pretty well. I'm just going to... Right, okay, so I know I've just stood up. It's not long enough that I can have it in my trouser pocket.
I could have it in, if I have a top shirt pocket, I could have that, but I don't really like having my phone there. It feels a little bit vulnerable. I could use the extension, obviously, but that's going to really extend it. What I am just going to try is having it in a jacket pocket. Let's see if that works. Let's just find my suit jacket that I've been wearing this week at work. All right, Vance, I'm not actually going anywhere. I'm just pretending. Right, okay. So if I put it in its pocket. Okay, that fits. That works in there. And that should mean, actually, that it will work with my coat one as well. So actually, that's okay. I can live with that. I will sometimes need the extension, though, so... where I keep it so I don't lose it, I have no idea. Because that would be a bit of a pain to not have it when I need it. I have to think about that one. Maybe I'll just actually try it with the extension, check we're getting sound, and then that could be it, I think. Right, okay, so I'm just going to... Okay, I don't know if you can still hear me, you probably can. Let me just plug this end into the male end, into the female end, in there, and then the, that begins. Okay, don't know if you can still hear me, hopefully you can. Now I can easily put this in my pocket. And I could happily wrap the cable probably round my body. It is a bit long. But maybe if I did a little bit of coiling of it, I could reduce the length a bit. We'll have a play with that. But anyway, there we go.
I think all in all, sorry, pardon me or something for the yawn, but
I think all in all, I'm happy with that. Oh, I can take my jacket off now, can't I? And how good it's going to be for booing, I don't know. And how long it will last, I don't know. If I'm using the extension, then at least... the connection at the bottom, that will be the first to go rather than the one at the bottom of the main wire. But who knows? Right, anyway, I'm going to be booing again in the not too distant future because I'm going to be doing some cooking. I'm going to make some muffins for work for tomorrow. But in the meantime, bye for now, and hope you've enjoyed my unboxing.